Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt out!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
An Al-Qaeda leader is dead. Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in Afghanistan by a U.S. drone strike over the weekend. President Biden saying that al-Zawahiri played a key role in planning the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing her visit to Asia, and she is expected to stop in Taiwan, much to the dismay of Communist China. Beijing threatening serious consequences for the U.S. if Pelosi does visit the self-governing island. There is a manhunt underway in the nation's capital following a deadly shooting last night in Washington, D.C. A half dozen people were shot. One of them died. Stock futures lower this morning on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures down 195 points. NASDAQ futures off 143. More details at srnnews.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like. Yeah.
Over, courtesy of Tommy James, it is 6:08. Isn't it ironic that the man that really proved how ridiculous the whole vaccine thing is the guy that got hundreds of thousands of people kicked out of their jobs and made a mess with his mandates, and that's Joe Biden. Unbelievable. But I'm fine otherwise. I'm in a delightful mood. Now, if your car is not feeling well, we recommend Dr. Don Duncan for that. You'll never go wrong there. And if you call into the show this week, just to say hello, that's all you got to do. 272-9228, say
hello.
Give us your first name, last initial. We'll get you in a drawing to win the works. That's a full service on your vehicle. In fact, I've got to get mine in because I am traveling next week. So please don't let that check engine light linger too long or the time to change the oil. You don't want a bigger problem to grow because you just didn't make the time. In fact, is they make it so easy. You need a lift back to work or your office or your home or wherever, they'll be happy to do it. Just ask. at any of the three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations, all of which, by the way, offer wholesale price major name brand tires at wholesale prices, and that includes installation. They are located on Mount Duncan in Millbrook, high in the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Yesterday was one of the most interesting days in afternoon history here at Blue Water. Can we expect it again?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, Ryan Stinnett and I were texting. We watched these little outflow boundaries coming together, and boom, right over Montgomery, big storm developed. Of course, a lot of towns got storms. They were widespread yesterday. With only one severe thunderstorm warning in the state yesterday, happened to be north central Montgomery County, and East Montgomery in particular was affected. I just posted a picture of some trees down. In East Montgomery. I guess that was near Joey's house, right? Yes?
Yeah, there was a tree that collapsed on the house next to his, and then one near Atlanta Highway in Delrata, and those are just the ones we got pictures of.
Right. So the airport had 0.23, but Ryan and I tied at 1.39, and you had closer to 1.5 inches, right?
Yeah, we're about 1.48.
Yeah, okay. So big heat produces big storms. Yesterday's high was 95 with a heat index of 102. Today, I've got us around 93, 100 plus on the heat index. And again today, random afternoon and evening storms will be quite numerous. Locally heavy downpours again. The radar will be colorful. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours after dark. Low 73. Tomorrow on Thursday, the better-than-normal rain chances continue, scattered to numerous storms again, with a high around 93 Wednesday and Thursday, mid-90s on Friday as the storms start to thin out. Right now, it's cloudy and 75 at 612.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Boy, it is a known fact. Look it up. Google it. That plumbing will always pick the worst time to be a problem. We know that, right? It's never a convenient time. But, oh my gosh, when you wake up in the middle of the night, maybe you're going to get a glass of water or something in the kitchen, and you hear a splish splash. There has been a leak of some sort. That's never a good thing. Or, let's say, middle of the night, nature calls. You got a busted toilet, all right? That's why our friends at Plumbing by Lucar are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, which is great peace of mind to me, because now I know it's a no-brainer. It's going to be Plumbing by Lucar every time. In fact, I got the whole house plumbing inspection. This is where they check. It took about 35 minutes. I've got a three-bedroom, two-bath house. It took about 35 minutes. They check all the plumbing inside and out, up and down, because my water heater is upstairs. They look for something that's about to become a major problem and fix it before it does. In my case, they found that there was some corrosion in the pipes up there in the attic, and that they took care of that and also unclogged something that was gonna be a clogged problem. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Lukewire. You can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
And to get up.
I have to get up and start our day.
You don't want to be late.
I believe my record for attendance and punctuality stands alone.
Friends and fellow workers.
There is a great day upon us.
This will be a good day.
This will be a good day.
Turn on the radio.
I'll turn on the radio.
It's my favorite show. It's my favorite show ever.
When is our show on?
It's happening right now.
It's showtime.
At 6:13, take a look at the windows. I mean, how steamy and moist. By the way, there's a... I just put this up on Facebook, a picture of a boat. I wish I could remember who sent it to me because it's pretty funny. Called That's What C Said.
That's the name of the boat?
That's the name of the boat. And I think that's like perfect. There it is.
That's great.
That's great. That must be an office. Oh, my God. I am negligent.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
That's what they said.
Good morning.
Yeah, see what he did there? Because we just talked. He just took it to the next plural.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. What? You got out of here just in time yesterday.
You say that. but I was in it.
Oh, you
driving.
Were in it? I did try to warn you.
I know. You told me. I even checked with Skipper. I said, how's 65 north to Prattville look? He said, there's about a little half a mile back up towards Cobb's Ford, but it looks like they're all staring at the backup that's on southbound. And I thought, all right, that seems fine. That seems fine. I got past the River Bridge and a little bit further in, and then just, you could see the wall of rain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm about to drive into that. You could see it.
Well, I had been sending you little updates.
I was just going to say,
starting at lunchtime,
I had private radar service yesterday. It was like somebody poured gasoline on the radar screen and then lit it, because it went from like 0 to 60 really fast.
Well, Ryan and I were watching these little blue lines, those
outflow boundaries. Yeah.
About three of them came together and boom, right over Montgomery. And apparently right over Coosada, where our transmitter is.
Yeah. We were off the air for 40 minutes. Initially, we had no idea whether the app was working or not, so... Mm-hmm. Had a great conversation with Rich, and, you know...
We were talking to each other.
Playing traffic, and, yeah, we were basically, it was me and him. But thanks to our hardworking engineer and a team of others, we got back on the air. It took 40 minutes, I think.
I mean, I was in touch with him. I said, at that point, when I had found that it was off, I had already driven through whatever I had run into. And actually, I pulled over. I was in a parking lot waiting for this stuff to just go. And while I was there, it was just lightning. You could hear thunder.
Oh, man.
I mean.
I'm talking to him, and I am not exaggerating. Looking out the window, it was raining so hard you could not see the vehicles that are parked against the side of the building.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No, I just said I'm not exaggerating.
I thought I knew all of the Chase hiding spots, but... He must have found a really secure one yesterday, because I could not find him.
And then, while I'm talking to Rich, there's lightning, like three or four bolts right outside here in this immediate...
One of them
so
I
said,
I
got to go.
Yeah.
Because I figured...
Went dead, yeah.
An engineer told me that if you're in a radio studio, you'll know your building's been hit if your phone lights turn blue. Of course, that was some time ago, but...
I mean, our phone lights can turn blue, but I don't think it has anything to do with the... I thought they... Yeah, they can turn blue because I can... Well, this is going to go out over the air. See? Now they're blue.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that's the
conference
button. No, I mean, they light them blue.
Yeah. If these go off, it'll be looking like this.
Yeah. That happened in Fort Lauderdale. We got hit while I was on the air, and... The phones literally turned bright blue.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Any phone that's wired, folks, I think you all know that, but nobody has wired phones anymore, but any phone that is connected to wires, don't be on one during a storm.
This is where I wear a lot of rubber to work on days like yesterday, because you want to be grounded.
You're the Michelin man.
You want to be protected, so wear your rubber.
Yeah. I wear my I'm the Michelin man, and I wear a Don't Tread on Me t-shirt.
Got your rubbers on?
Hey, we're just getting started here. We have this week, Jeff Bezos is pissed off because for all his money, he didn't rank very high on the celebrity pollution list. You know, the ones with the private jets that make, you know, 7-minute flights.
Mm-hmm.
So they can. So we have a commentary from him coming up in just a moment. Right now at 6:18, here is your local news. Get your TVs fired up. We'll be on CBS 8 and CBS 32. Just a bit. That's ABC 32.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Glenn Halbrooks. A class action has been filed following a Reuters news report that said child labor was used at Smart Alabama, a Hyundai supplier in Luverne. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of current and former owners and lessees of Hyundai vehicles nationwide that were made in Montgomery with help from Smart Alabama. Hyundai and Smart Alabama deny the claims. For the first time in about 10 years, police in the West Alabama city of Linden are investigating a murder. David Huckabee's body was found behind his house. Police have charged Jonathan Windham of Linden. National Night Out will be celebrated nationwide tonight. It's a crime-fighting effort designed to get people to meet their neighbors and law enforcement officers. Events are being held at Home Depot on Chantilly Parkway from 5 to 8, at Armstrong Park on Madison Avenue from 6 to 8, and at Carver High School from 6 until 9. I'm Glenn Helbrooks. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. The list of the top biggest celebrity polluters has been released, and the results are infuriating, to say the least. Why? Because I've been snubbed. Taylor Swift? Marky Mark? Oprah? Where's my name? These so-called celebs take 7-minute flights on their private jets just to beat cross-town traffic. Big whoop. I shoot frickin' rockets full of frickin' William Shatners into space just for jollies. These smoggy stars own like one dinky Gulfstream. Throw me a bone here. I have 75 jumbo jet cargo planes that fly your $4 Prime Day widget from Shanghai to Charlotte. I could crush them with one step of my carbon footprint. I'm getting all hot under the collar over here. Or maybe it's just global warming.
By the way, trees do appreciate the CO2 as much as they're trying to blame yesterday's thunderstorm on it, right?
Right.
So here are your top five celebrity polluters.
Number five.
Blake Shelton did 111 private jet flights and emitted 4,495 tons of CO2.
Where the hell does Alex Rodriguez need to go?
Well,
number four
is A-Rod. 106 private jet flights, 5,300 tons of CO2.
Number three.
Jay-Z.
That's what your hair should look like, by the way, Greg.
Jay-Z's? Yeah. Well, there were times in South Florida where I did have it permed.
Really?
And I walked around with a pick, and yeah.
I had the curliest hair naturally, but it sort of got straight when I got older.
It's just not straight. It's tired.
It's tired.
It's just tired from sitting up there all those years and fighting gravity. Next.
Number two
is Floyd Mayweather. Boxer, 177 flights, 7,000 plus tons of CO2. And
number one.
God.
Taylor Swift. And she's getting very defensive about
and
it.
And a lot of times it's not even her on the plane. It's like, shoosh. Wouldn't you like to have a friend that says, hey, you want to borrow my jet for the weekend?
I was just going to say, you're going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Here, take my jet.
Jay would be happy to borrow his jet a couple of times.
So So we are at 6:23. Personally, I think it's like much ado about nothing. The worst, though, is the hypocrisy of the climate conferences. The local airports, wherever they happen to hold those things, are just wall-to-wall private jets.
Right.
Including Al Gore. I guess because they're more important. Their presence is more important than whatever damage they might do to the environment. Oh,
I think our picture would be on TV if we could see TV. So we're going to be talking about...
Be nice if we could see the television set. How long do we have to wait to get the cable people out here to fix that?
I don't know.
I don't know. No idea. I don't know nothing
I don't
about
know
fixing TVs.
You know? No idea.
So, thanks to James Gillespie. He was the one that sent the... That's what C... There's some pretty good stuff, actually, on Facebook this morning. In addition to the That's What C Said. I love this dog. This dog reminds me of how...
Hit play. Let's see what it looks like.
This reminds me of Chase at Rich's house.
Royal dog.
Yeah, he's got a red cape and a crown on, and Daddy just drags him where he needs to go.
That's hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I thought I put something... Oh, yeah, this Keith Richards thing. This is... Adam, is that Eve? You are to love her forever and always. Okay, but who is that? And it's pointing to Keith Richards. And God says he was here before I was. That is very funny.
Yeah.
Stuff to make you smile on a Tuesday. I feel the humidity in here.
Is Keith older than Mick?
I believe he is.
It sounds like
Keith Richards' birthday begins with a BC, so that's...
It sounds like we're going to have Greg along with Ryan this morning.
Who?
Glenn.
Glenn Hallbrooks, my friend.
That's what I was wondering.
And this afternoon on Happy Hour, it's Tabloid Tuesday. Look, I got the Globe with the latest.
Destroying Harry. Is that the...
Yeah, Meghan's on there. Oh, what she's done to him. She has basically completely neutralized his...
Quack!
Oh, and let's make sure our TV settings are correct, Jay. Looks like they are.
Oh, that's right.
The board seemed everything looks fine.
That's because of my mastery yesterday, getting everything...
Hey, watch.
5 seconds. We are hot.
6:26 on this Tuesday morning. Just about everybody has their favorite cookie. And for a lot of folks, number one on their list is the chocolate chip cookie, Toll House cookies, whatever you want to call them. Now, some would say that that taste can't be beat. Others disagree. We are going to find out what our friends over at News Talk 93.1 have to say about all of that. We're talking cookies, guys. Good morning.
Uh-huh. Hey, how are you, Glenn? Good to see you again.
Good to talk to you, man.
Well, hello.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Yes. So, I think since American Idol, actually, last time you and I had a conversation.
Probably so. Oh, so Lord. we're talking cookies. Greg, what's number one on your list?
Well, here, let me just set an example. We had a station event recently that had some food, and they at the very end, they brought out a tray of cookies that had five different selections.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were all good.
Yeah.
But almost all the chocolate chips were gone immediately.
Yeah, well, soft and chewy chocolate chips straight out of the oven from my mama.
I would agree. I share that sentiment completely.
Oh, and the smell of those.
Never been able to replicate mom's recipe.
Now, this says we average 21 cookies a month, the average person. Is that true? I mean, I don't have that many cookies a month.
Well, I have a box of Oreo family size in our pantry, but those are there for visitors. And I visit frequently. I have it one a day. One.
I was about to say, obviously you frequently visit your house.
But look at how slim I am.
They make your teeth black, the Oreos.
Yeah, you almost have to.
We're talking other cookies too, and I agree with Rich. There's something about a soft chocolate chip cookie that is just more special than one that's hard and crumbly and crunchy.
Yeah.
But taking a poll here in the studio in the control room, mm-hmm. Oatmeal raisin also very popular, and Ryan and I were talking. No, we both like lemon cookies, and I like anything lemon. lemon.
Yeah. I like peanut butter, and then I always
think
white chocolate macadamia nut will send me to the grave. If you get a box of those,
oh,
I'll eat them all.
Thank you. That is my favorite.
I don't like the sugar cookies at Christmas time. The sugar, you know, just sugar.
If they're cookies. Butter cookies, those are, I mean, with a real buttery, those are good. Those I don't mind. And how about the little peanut butter cookies that have a Hershey Kiss embedded in the middle? Have you ever had those? Holiday cookie?
Yeah.
But Glenn's not a fan of peanut butter cookies.
I was going to say, I was telling Ryan before we came to you that those peanut butter cookies we had in elementary school that the cafeteria workers mashed the fork down. Remember those?
Oh, yes.
I couldn't even stand the smell of them. I just don't like the smell of burnt peanut butter, I guess.
Right.
So those I would give away to my friends, and I would be popular there in my cafeteria for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, the only thing worse than that is graham crackers back in school. Graham crackers. Oh, my gosh. How bland.
Mm-hmm.
They were like tile. They really were.
Yeah. And gingerbread cookies. I'm not a fan of gingerbread cookies.
Oh, I am.
I'll eat one every holiday.
Well, all right.
All right.
Just to be festive.
Jay, are you a cookie fan?
Of course, yeah, no, love them. But Girl Scout cookies are great.
Yes.
Yeah, we mentioned that too.
What's your favorite?
The Samoans or the, what are they now, Tagalong?
Yeah, well, the Thin Mints, you got to mention those.
Oh, yes. The Thin Mints are the worst.
The peanut butter sandwich
world,
ones so. That they do, and they did some lemon ones recently, which
What's
are also really good.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
I still like chocolate and mint together. It's garbage. If I wanted that, I'd eat a cookie and brush my teeth at the same time.
Look at the taste.
What's that mouthwash?
The same way, because I thought when I was, you know, when I was growing up that Thin Mints were everybody's favorite cookie, and then when I came here, there are people that think that mint and chocolate together are just gross, and I don't understand that.
No, it's I'm fine.
Are there any votes in the group for pecan sandies? Because
sure,
it's a subtle taste.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-mm. Can't have just one.
I'll
can't
spit on an oatmeal one. Raisin though.
No, I mean. Oh, because of the raisin part?
I can't stand them.
I can't. No, I don't want the raisins. No.
Well, an oatmeal raisin cookie is really not the same without the raisin in it.
Well, no, I disagree.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So it can be an oatmeal cookie.
And they're healthier. If it's got a raisin in it, that's a health food. That's good for you.
Who says that?
Yeah, that's fruit.
Exactly.
Even if it comes buried in 300 grams of sugar.
All right. Well, we'll turn you loose back on to your radio listeners there, and we appreciate
and
all the talk.
Congratulations, you survived, Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm very
thank
impressed.
You.
Nice job, Glenn.
About cookies. This really stirred up a lot of emotions today. But,
yes.
We will talk to you again soon.
We have inflamed one. Everybody.
Thank you, Greg and Jay and Rich, for your time there talking cookies, and everybody's got an opinion.
Glenn, it's always a
Do
pleasure.
Not.
What? All right. That wasn't so bad.
No, it's nice to... That Glenn participated.
Yes, I agree with you completely. I used to, when I did the American Idol stuff, he was frequently the anchor. That was that newscast they do for Channel 2.
Yeah. I used to work with him at that other TV station in 1992.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
that's like
30 years ago.
I know.
I don't want to admit that the 90s are 30 years ago.
I was five. Man.
It is, yes. It was the Wunderkind weatherman at that time. Before we hit the traffic dungeon for our first look at the roads this morning, a reminder that it is, I mean, Terry Adams and Brian Jewelry both have started Christmas layaway. So if you want to get that taken care of now, first visit the website, brianjewelry.com, and take a moment. Put your email address in there, and you'll qualify for $100 off on your first purchase of $200 or more. And then get with them if it's not something in their stupendous, and I exaggerate not, showcase, they can create something from scratch. But they need to know about the person you're shopping for, a few basic questions, and they can start making suggestions. Then, if you want, you can purchase it right away. You can do a 0% loan for qualified customers with a Synchrony Bank credit card or do a layaway. Either way, that way you go into the holidays knowing that one or maybe two special people that you're shopping for have been taken care of, and you'll be able to enjoy the season a little more because you won't have that stress. You'll find Brian Jewelry in a beautiful freestanding building, 1778 East Main in Prattville. That from a tiny little shop in a tiny little town. seven decades ago. They've grown with the community, and they have customers from all over, not just the river region, but we're talking Greenville, we're talking Fort Deposit, we're talking Pike Road, and as far north as Clanton, because when you have a great reputation, people will drive for the quality, and that's what you'll get at Brian Jewelry, brianjewelry.com. Let's check in with Skipper here at 6:33, and then the timeline for August the 2th next.
Well, all around the area this morning, we're still light to moderate traffic flow, a little busy at Northeast Boulevard, at Wetumpka Highway, Fairview Avenue, and Mobile Highway off Southwest Boulevard. We're seeing a little traffic there, but other than that, things looking great. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears as well. If you need parts for your manufactured home, see Bruce Dean at Jenko Manufactured Homes on the Wetumpka Highway. They've got a fully stocked part store or can help you order the right part. Jenko Manufactured Homes, everything to make your home a home. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the second day of August, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It would be the 214th day of the year. 151 days left. National Night Out. Now, my neighborhood, I don't know about Arrowhead, but...
No, but...
They're planning a special get-together this evening.
My old neighborhood, Bellwood West, did a nice one every year.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to theirs.
Well, it all depends on the radar, because radar will be very, very active. It's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Boy, I haven't had an ice cream sandwich in a long time. And National Coloring Book Day. You stay within the lines?
No. At any point in my life, I stay within the lines.
Jay, did you have the Crayola 64 or the 128?
I barely got the 64.
Yeah.
You know, that was you big spender.
Right.
If you walked in with a 64, that was a status symbol.
Wow.
And what about right. the 128? You know,
that's what I'm saying. If you had that one, yeah.
The 128 had a little sharpener in the back, too.
Yes,
right?
It did.
difference between, like, you know, Bezos and...
Yeah.
Hey, besides Crayola, do you know of any other brand? I mean, are there off brands?
They're the kind you see at restaurants that pass out
the kids' meal. Yeah, exactly.
They must buy them in bulk. You know, it must come in like 8 different colors.
Yeah,
here, this is good enough for you. Sit down and shut up.
And it's dinosaur day. So, you know, I bet our little friend Steven.
Yeah.
Is celebrating dinosaur day today.
I think he has dinosaurs that he hasn't opened up yet.
Yeah, he has. He had a dinosaur themed birthday that we went to
last year.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't been to a 4-year-old's birthday party, you haven't been to a birthday party. 1776, on this date, members of the Continental Congress began signing the official Declaration of Independence. The July 4th printings were sent out, only had the name John Hancock. He was the president of the Congress, and Charles Thomas, secretary. Even after the August signing, there were a few signers that kept secret at first because the founding fathers were afraid of British retaliation. Hey, this is the day in 1876 when the dead man's hand, William Bill Hickok, shot in the head from behind, killed while playing poker at a saloon in Deadwood, South Dakota.
What is that hand?
Aces over eights.
Aces
and eights, which have been known since then as the dead man's hand. But he would... That's the only time that he
walked into the saloon. Seats were... He normally would sit facing the door, without his back. But it was all taken, so he sat there. And it wasn't a planned thing. It wasn't something where he's like, hey... You all sit around here so that when Wild Bill comes in, he'll sit over here. It was nothing like that. It was just coincidence, and that happened to be the day.
Yep. 1876. On this date, 130 years ago in 1892, the escalator was patented by George Wheeler. They've been around for 100 years. There's still only two in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah. I was going to say Wisconsin, but it's Wyoming. Yeah.
1921, the notorious Black Sox scandal came to an end. The 8 players from the Chicago White Sox who were accused of fixing the 1919 World Series were acquitted in a jury in Chicago. But despite the acquittal, all 8 players were banned for life, including shoeless Joe Jackson. Thus the phrase, say it ain't so.
Well, 3 of those guys did confess, but the confessions disappeared before the trial.
Right.
And they decided not to reconfess.
And so a jury in Chicago would not convict the White Sox.
Those Chicago juries.
Hmm. 1923, Warren G. Harding became the 6th U.S. president to die in office. He died from a heart attack. He was replaced by Calvin Coolidge. There have only been 8 presidents to die in office. 4 were assassinated. 1934, Hitler becomes dictator of Germany. Germany! What's wrong with the dictators we got? 83 years ago in 1939, Albert Einstein, a refugee from Nazi Germany at the time, wrote a letter to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt about the power of the atomic bomb. He wrote, "A single bomb of this type, carried by a boat and exploded in a port, might very well destroy the whole port together with some of the surrounding territory." The letter marked the start of atomic insanity. 1943, this is the day Lieutenant John F. Kennedy rescued members of his crew, when their boat, the PT-109, was sawed in half by a Japanese destroyer. 62, Robert Allen Zimmerman. You know who that is, right? Yeah, he legally changed his name and became Bob Dylan, having signed a music publishing deal with Whitmark Music. Here's some more Bob Dylan news. 7 years later, Bob surprised everybody by showing up at his 10-year class reunion. This was at the Moose Lodge in Hibbing, Minnesota. Says, Moose out front should have told you.
Hot diggity!
Unfortunately, he and his wife Sarah only stayed an hour because of some drunk guy tried to pick a fight with him.
Oh, brother.
Now, our song of the day. Songs of Summer Series 1975. This song was recorded in early 75 in New Orleans. Dave Mason on guitar. New Wing singer Joe English on this track. From an album called Venus and Mars, here's Paul McCartney and Wings.
They were hot in the mid-70s. Gotta listen to what the man says.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love is kind.
I never heard that in the track before.
I don't know why.
Wait, we got high definition equipment here.
Dang it, Yoko.
Soldier boy, kisses girl, leaves behind a tragic world. But he won't mind, he's in love and he says love is fine.
I love that horn in the background there. Listen to what the man says. All right, so here we go. 1975, One of These Nights by the Eagles peaks at numero uno. That's Spanish for number one. 1985, a sudden thunderstorm causes a plane crash. This was at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport in Texas. Oh, wow. Killed 135 people. But this led to Doppler radar at airports. So something bad turned into...
We had just come back from a radio station outing in Fort Myers, actually Marco Island, that Sunday. That was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we had heard about it. I think it happened the day before. No, it happened on the second. And then my date for that excursion found out that one of her closest friends was on that plane.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. 1985, Weird Science hit theaters, starring Kelly LeBrock as the perfect woman brought to life by two high school computer nerds.
And Kelly LeBrock.
And posters hit teenage walls.
Yeah.
Teenage boys' walls.
Didn't she have a red dress poster?
I don't know that. But who was the one in Risky Business? What's her name? Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Deborah Winger?
No. I have to look it up. Oh, my God.
Was it Rebecca De Mornay?
Yeah, that's it. Rebecca De Mornay. Probably hotter than Kelly LeBrock.
Nothing beats Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That scene on the train in Risky Business.
On the train?
Go take another shower.
See, I've never watched the whole movie, Risky Business.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. 1990, Saddam Hussein led Iraqi's army into Kuwait shortly before dawn. Oh, this is the day that he goes into Kuwait. Iraqi troops captured Kuwait. And, of course, they were driven out in January 1991 by Operation Desert Storm. 12 years ago in 2010, Lindsay Lohan, released from a Los Angeles jail after serving 14 days of a 90-day sentence for violating her probation in a 2007 drug case. 2018, Apple becomes the first American public listed company to reach $1 trillion in value. Now we have birthdays. Edward Furlong is 45. Sam Worthington is 46. Mary Louise Parker. When I think of her, I think of one show. She was Nancy Botwing on Weeds. She's 58 today. Apollonia, sounds like a horse, is 63.
It does sound like a breed of horse.
Yeah. Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster from the Munsters, is 69 today. Garth Hudson from the band, by the way, is 84, the band that did The Wait. How old do you think Carol O'Connor would have been today? Do you want to take a guess?
He died
2001.
At age 77, so he would be 93.
He would have been 98 today.
98? Well, he was 77, so
he was born in 1924.
Okay. My error. He died before his birthday.
You rarely trip.
No, my brain is not up to instant math today.
31 days till the Duncan and Sons Predictathon, although...
It'll be on Friday.
We'll do one Friday, kind of a pre-thing, right?
Yep.
Football in 32 days. Fall begins in 52 days. Halloween, 90 days away. Blah. And Thanksgiving, 113 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now, I did put that in the system yesterday because we need to get ready for the seasonal change. But where did I put it? There you go. So now he is available on demand.
But you do have the whole bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, Wiley just sent us the woman in red, the poster you were talking about.
Yeah, would you mind forwarding that?
I will.
I would like to see that myself.
If you,
just to be sure.
If you leave the room for a long period of time.
By the way, the weather is next, but 84 checked in from Pentlala. They didn't have a drop down there yesterday.
Yeah, it's amazing. It was mainly, it was highly east side, well, from downtown through east side.
649.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
There are some showers on the radar this morning, mostly from Selma on westward and up there near LaGrange, Georgia. But for today, heat and humidity again with a high around 93 and the heat index above 100. Again today, random afternoon and evening storms will be quite numerous with locally heavy downpours. They will tend to fade out overnight tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, the better than normal rain chances continue, scattered to numerous storms again. 93 Wednesday and Thursday, mid-90s on Friday. The storms will thin out on Friday. That means fewer storms. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 75, 650.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Traffic update with Skipper coming up after your SR News replay, and then a classic, whiny Taylor Swift song about her private jetting ways ahead at 650.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An Al-Qaeda leader is dead. Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed in Afghanistan by a U.S. drone strike over the weekend. President Biden saying that al-Zawahiri played a key role in planning the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing her visit to Asia, and she is expected to stop in Taiwan, much to the dismay of Communist China. Beijing threatening serious consequences for the U.S. if Pelosi does visit the self-governing island. There is a manhunt underway in the nation's capital following a deadly shooting last night in Washington, D.C. A half dozen people were shot. One of them died. Stock futures lower this morning on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures down 195 points. NASDAQ futures off 143. More details at srnnews.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Well, up above Wetumpka, Highway 14 at Fire Tower Road, we have an accident there, a little lane blockage. Please use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. In Montgomery, we're building a bit. We've got more cars now on Eastern Boulevard, a little busy Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. At ReinhartToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. Get the Toyota you want. ReinhartToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail. You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails. Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist. Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions. If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist. Call today for an appointment at 265-7585. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks, this is Dr. Sam from my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job by telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time with the human trashy. What do we have here today? This is something we might discuss on TV because I sent it over. And in, the question is, which celebrity, now I did not use the word hate, which celebrity do you dislike for no good reason? And you really don't have to have a good reason to dislike somebody. Heck, there's people out there that don't like me for some reason. Justin Bieber came out on top of that list.
Is that right?
This could be a conundrum later, though. Who was number two?
Ooh.
The entire cast of one TV show made a list. I think I'll table this.
Who's your most hated celebrity for no real apparent reason?
Alex Baldwin?
Yeah. Well, there's a good reason for hating him, though.
Probably,
he's
give
a murderer.
Tom Hanks, maybe.
Yeah.
I can't really find a reason why you don't like him, but I know you don't.
It's not dislike, it's not hate, it's he's annoying.
See, that's not a good reason.
Yeah, because he plays everybody. I mean, I remember in the 80s, we used to do Halloween costume contests on the air. Your costume was your voice. And half, it was fun.
That's not a bad idea.
And half the people that called did.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Okay, or even more annoying, life is like a box of chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when was this?
Gum came out in the 80s, right?
Yeah. No, Gun came out in the 90s.
Yeah, it must have been in a different morning. It was at the same station, but it was in the 90s, not 80s.
See, but that wasn't here. That wasn't in Alabama where that movie takes place. I'm using quotes because it doesn't actually take place anywhere in Alabama, but...
Hey, here's one. Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
For me.
Can't.
I just don't like him, and I can't give you a good reason why.
He sucks. He's annoying. You know, even the one role I can watch him play is Alex Trebek on Jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
Celebrity Jeopardy, but yep. Even that.
But Talladega Nights makes me ill. That kind of humor.
I accidentally surfed into that. I never watched it, and I caught about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I can't believe how many people went to see this, paid money to see it in the theater. Gwyneth Paltrow is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And... Goop is one good reason to not like her. Plus, she's just so annoying. She's another one of these billionaires who's got great advice on how you should live your life. Michael Keaton has not seen an entire superhero movie, but he's got a good reason. He's been busy.
Oh?
Yeah. He says, I've never seen an entire version of any of, like, the Marvel movies, Batman.
And he's been in a few of them.
Yes, right. He has. He has decided to put on the Batman suit again for the upcoming Flash movie because it seemed like fun and